time to go to church.
Take me to church.
Here to preach to the choir from the bully pulpit, Pastor Micah Beckwith.
93 WIBC, it's the Kendall and Casey Show. I'm Rob. Casey's here. Let's go to the drivehubler.com hotline. He is the conservative voice of America, of the state of Indiana, our last great hope in this nation, Pastor Micah Beckwith. All right, Beckwith, you had the great misfortune of doing something with Todd Rokita recently. What was that?
Oh, man, it was a blast. We had a Constitution Day rally in Shelbyville on Saturday, and Todd was there. I was there. We had a couple other guests who spoke as well, and it was good, man. Rob, I would have invited you to come, but I know this football, or you don't do anything during football. So.
Yeah, I've had to put the causes on hold.
He wanted to invite you, Rob, but he knows that he does not have eyes in the back of his head as well.
That's right.
How was it with Rokita? He has to know we're friends. He's aware of everything that goes on that involves him. How was the interaction with you guys? Are you buddies?
Oh, yeah. I like Todd. We had him at our church a while back for a town hall, and here's what I don't think that any politician ever gets it 100% right, and Todd's no different than that. But what I like about Todd, he's a lot like Trump in the sense that he's a fighter. And this is what I've said. The Republican Party needs to learn from the guys like Todd and the guys like Trump who actually have a backbone and they don't bow down to the first sign of, you know, the cancel culture coming after them. And they actually do the opposite. They actually punch back. And I think that's where Republicans have missed the boat for 15, 20 years. And actually just conservatives in general, like good people don't want to fight. They just want peace. Like, hey, you do you, we'll do us. Like, you stay over there, like, and everything's good. But the problem is, evil always finds the good people, and usually, if history is any indication, usually by the time good people realize what's going on and they wake up to fight, it's too late. And so I appreciate Todd Rokita in the sense that he's fighting, he punches back, he's pushing back on this woke cancel culture nonsense, and he's saying, you're not going to cancel me, I'm gonna tell you what I think, and I appreciate that.
But you're a fighter too. You're also a normal person, and Rokita lacks the ability. Like, something happened to that guy when he ran for U.S. Senate, because as a congressman, he was fine. He was very good as a Secretary of State. I've said many times I like his politics, but something happened to that guy when he ran for U.S. Senate. Like, I don't know if it's like, remember the movie Face Off, where Nicolas Cage and John Travolta exchange faces, and it's not really the guy, even though it looks like the guy. Like, I don't know if that happened to Rokita when he ran for Senate, because ever since then, he's been a total weirdo.
What, you think he's Bernie Sanders now?
I don't know.
Body?
I'm very concerned, Mike. I'm very concerned because I used to really like Todd Rokita. And, I had this conversation with someone yesterday that works in the State House. I won't name them because I want them to continue to prosper for themselves and their family. I like Todd Rokita's politics, but what an absolute self-imposed doofus he's become, and I don't get it. But look, here's the point. Casey will back me up on this. We opened the show with this today. All your friends in politics, almost Beckwith, they're all total weirdos. I mean, look at this. It's the second most powerful office in the state of Indiana, Secretary of State, Casey, and here's the two primary party choices. A guy who couldn't get hired probably at Arby's based on his work record, mm-hmm. or this lunatic Destiny Wells, who is now irate at us because we said, please send an email. What is up with these political people, Micah? Explain these people.
Well, I can't explain everybody, but I can tell you it's politics, and politics is kind of the what I've learned. It's sort of the unpopular people in high school that always wanted to be popular, and now they've got a chance to be popular, and so they're spending millions of dollars to make that happen. So.
Well, Micah, let me ask you a question. If you were for the better part of a year espousing women's rights, women's rights, women's rights, and you had the opportunity to talk to a big majority of people in the great state of Indiana about women's rights with a woman, would you not take up that opportunity?
I absolutely would, and sometimes I identify as a woman just so I can speak on behalf of all women everywhere and talk with wonderful women like yourself, Casey. I mean, like, so I do that all the time. But no, in all seriousness, though, here's what you're recognizing is it's such a double standard. They don't care about women's rights. Destiny Wells doesn't care about women's rights. She uses it to push her own political ambition down the road. And now we can say the same thing on the right. I mean, there's people on the right that do similar type tactics. But what I've learned about the left is they are so inconsistent in their argument. If they really believed in women's rights, they would actually sit down with women who even disagreed with them at times on issues. But yet here we are. They won't come on the show. She's not going to, you know, she's going to take her ball and go home. And then she's going to probably blast you, Casey, for being somehow oppressive towards women. That's just what they do.
We said send an email, Micah. I mean, this thing, this sense of entitlement, it's both sides. Because what was that one loser guy from South Bend, the Republican? What was his name?
Jake Teschka.
He couldn't follow the rules either. What is this is not do drop in. This isn't a Walmart. It's not open 24 hours a day. When you call the doctor, when you want to see the doctor, you don't send your doctor a text at 7 p.m. on a Sunday saying, I'm ready to come in the office and see you now. Why do these politicians think they're special?
Well, I think it's because they pay a lot of money and they get their names on signs and then they think they're special. So then
my name is on a sign right out on the Monument Circle.
I'm gonna put my name on my sign at the church and see if that makes me any more special. So cover up Life Church with Micah Beckwith and see. Actually, I'll get fired, so I'm not going to do that.
Hey, speaking of Life Church, Micah Beckwith is our guest. Easy enough for me to say. You guys had a big deal at Lucas Oil Stadium with Life Church. Or not Lucas Oil Stadium, but at the Forest Lucas Estate with Life Church. What happened?
We did. It was awesome. So Frank and Linda Reich, Frank is the head coach of the Colts, they started an organization called Not Today. It's an anti-sex trafficking organization that goes in and rescues women and children from sex exploitation and trafficking. An amazing organization. So Life Church, that's been one of our big hearts, is to rescue women and children who are stuck in this awful scourge of sex trafficking. So we talked to them last year, said, hey, we'd love to partner with you guys. How can we help you? We want to raise money for you. So it led to this big business leaders breakfast that we did on Thursday last week, and Linda was there, and we had law enforcement. They were there. They were talking about what they're doing to rescue children out of this horrible industry. And we raised over, right now we're at $110,000 that's come in for their organization at this point. It was awesome. And I mean, probably 200 people were there, just all walks of life, you know, people in ministry, business, politics. And so it was just super cool to see, you know, the community coming together and being the hands and feet of Jesus and rescuing those who really are in desperate situation. So it was awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome, regardless of what you think about Frank Reich's terrible play calling. This is a great organization. I think that's super cool you guys are doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what, the Reichs are, like, they are legit. I mean, they are the real deal, super down to earth, love the Lord. I mean, just have the heart. I'm a Lions fan. I've always been a Lions fan. And so, but I'm like rooting for I'm rooting for the Colts now, because I'm like, I want the Reichs to be longtime Indianapolis residents. And you know how that works. If they're not winning, then, you know, probably won't have a job next year. But I mean, they're just doing so much good for the city. It's awesome.
Okay. Before we let you go, you sent me a photo, and this is the most classic thing ever. And I don't know if you've posted it anywhere, but I feel like you must post it on your various social media accounts. There was some sort of school board candidates thing in Hamilton County last night. You were there. There was a woman dressed up like a character from Handmaid's Tale with an abortion sign. And there's this great photo of you and her having a conversation. Tell me everything. I must know what happened.
Oh, man. Okay, so if you know me, I look for the protesters, and then I go, like, right up to them and just start talking to them and engage them. That's just what I love doing, right? If you throw me into, like, a group of people who adamantly disagree with me, and I'll be, like, living my best life. Well, we were at a school board fundraiser last night. We were at Victoria Spartz's cabin in Noblesville, and it was probably about 35, 40 people who were raising money for the two conservative school board candidates that are running. And then all of a sudden we look off in the distance and across the street, we see this red thing, and it's, we look closer and it's a woman dressed up in the Handmaid's Tale. And so we zoom in. Like, I take a picture, and then I crop it out a little bit closer, and you're like, oh, what's that? And then I zoom really far in, and then you see, oh, my gosh, it's a Handmaid's Tale lady, and she's got a sign that says, you know, abortion is human rights. You know, safe abortions are human rights or something like that. And so, I walk over to her. I'm like, hey, first of all, like, do you know this is school board fundraiser? I don't think there's going to be any abortion like debate on the school board. But I proceed to have about a 30-minute conversation with her, and just I just ask her, and she's probably like 28 years old. And you know, it was a good conversation. I told her, I said, hey, you got a lot of courage for doing this. I commend your courage. And
Real quick, I don't mean to stick on you, but I want to make sure I ask Casey this before we have to go. Casey, is there any amount of money I could pay you to dress up like a Handmaid's Tale character?
Absolutely not. Well, everything's negotiable. How long do I have to wear it?
So by the time you walked away, she had probably donated to your next political endeavor. I'm going to be the
guy. No, that's
you could sell
true.
Iced Eskimos. That's my thing with you. You can convince anybody of anything.
Not true, but she may. I do think she may at some point come to the church. I don't know. We'll see. So it was a good conversation, but it just goes to show you, it's like, hey, you know, don't run. If you're a politician, you're listening to this, don't run away from the conflict. Engage the conflict, right? So, like, to the Destiny Wells, like, go on Robin Casey's show. Like, don't run away from it. To, you know, Diego, like, get in those environments.
Yeah.
Debates, like, so, you know, we all should be engaging and fighting for what we believe in, and not be afraid to stand up for what you believe. So.
He's the national treasure, Pastor Michael Beckwith. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
93 WIBC, it's Kendall and Casey Show.